The Senate Judiciary Committee just voted along party lines to send President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Senate floor for a vote. But Senate Republicans immediately came out of that meeting to blast the other news of the day that Senate Democrats say they now have enough votes to filibuster the Gorsuch nomination when it goes to the full Senate at the end of the week. Delaware Senator Chris Coons announced just a while ago that he will be the crucial 41st vote. This means Senate Republicans will have to trigger the so-called nuclear option if they want to confirm Gorsuch, meaning unilaterally change the rules so that Supreme Court nominees can be confirmed with a simple majority or 51 votes instead of the 60 votes needed in a straight vote. Scott Detrow is NPR congressional reporter. He joins us now. Scott, I just laid out what it means that the Democrats plan this filibuster. But
you
what
laid out
does
all
it,
the details.
But what does it mean? You know, more broadly, what does it mean?
In terms of there's an interesting dynamic right now where it seems like there's a lot of senators on both parties who agree that what this means is a change for the Senate and for the worse. They're generally sad about the change that is going to happen. But that being said, nobody is willing enough to shift course to avert this. So what's going to happen is there will be a cloture vote, which is basically the vote to end debate and proceed to a final vote. You need 60 votes to do that. Republicans will not get 60 votes. That would end things, except that they'll then change the rules with a series of procedural votes where you only need 51. So going forward, the general consensus is that you're going to see much more partisan Supreme Court picks because you don't need anyone other than 51 senators. So if your party has the majority of the Senate, why not have the most hardline nominee possible?
It's sort of governing by nuclear option.
Yeah. And that is the reason that it's been called the nuclear option, because every time this has come up before, you've had enough established senators in both parties who've had long careers and found themselves in the majority and the minority who have said this is not a wise decision, because big picture, even though it's frustrating in the short term, it's better in the long term to have bipartisan buy-in on what you're going to do.
Yeah. Well, look, Ted Cruz was one of the Republican senators who came out after the committee vote and was seething. You know, he said the Democrats are doing this, you know, having the filibuster because they threw everything at Gorsuch and couldn't come up with meaningful criticism. But the Democrats were making the point again today in the committee hearings that their nominee, Barack Obama's nominee, was held up for a year. So who suffers politically from this?
Hard to say, because Democrats were confident that Senate Republicans would pay at the ballot for taking the unprecedented step of not even holding a hearing or a vote on a Supreme Court nominee. And in the end, it didn't really seem to be something that affected many voters at all. If anything, it helped Donald Trump's campaign because the right was energized by the chance to put a justice on the Supreme Court. Hard to say how this will play out, but you're right. Both sides have retreated to their partisan quarters, and you can't have this conversation without talking a lot about Merrick Garland, because Democrats are furious about this. They view it as a stolen seat, saying Barack Obama nominated someone, he was qualified, he should have been on the Supreme Court.
Also, Judge Gorsuch is being tied to a movement to deconstruct regulatory agencies in the government. He was quoted in a New York Times piece over the weekend, you know, outlining what that kind of judicial philosophy is. And many Democrats are outraged about that. You know, the idea that we wouldn't have clean water or worker regulations to protect workers or consumers. He's being tied to that thinking. So, there is some genuine concern about, you know, what he would do as a judge. But as many of the Republican senators said today, Democrats have to get used to the fact that Donald Trump won. So what do you think we're going to be seeing at the end of the week?
Well, I think on Thursday, you're going to see that initial cloture vote. You're going to see that series of rule changes to kind of change the way the Senate operates. But then the vote won't be until Friday. So I think you can expect Senate Democrats to spend the rest of Thursday night, all through the night into Friday, kind of making their case on the Senate floor about their concerns about Gorsuch.
Well, and Scott, let's be clear, there are Democrats who have already said they're going to vote against Gorsuch, but they're not necessarily voting for the filibuster.
Well, you have three Democrats who are saying that they're voting for Gorsuch's final nomination. So assuming he gets all 52 Republican votes, Gorsuch is going to be confirmed at the end of the day Friday with at least 55 Senate votes. But right now, as we said at the beginning, at least 41 Democrats have said they are voting no in this earlier cloture vote, and that means that Gorsuch would not get that 60-vote threshold that under the longtime Senate rules you need to move forward.
Scott Detrow, NPR congressional reporter. Scott, thank you so much.
Sure thing.